two boys and a girl. Michael came from the fishing community in Cork Bay and had, quote, a good splash of Spanish blood in him, inherited from his Filipino father. The other boy, Thomas Hirvel, known as Tommy, was, quote, the first who sowed in my mind the seed thought of a school for blind children. The girl brought by her parents was Agnes from Claremont, the suburb next to Weinberg. It is important to note that all six came from an area within or near the parish of St. John's Church in Weinberg, where Blacksall was the curate, and had come across the families in the course of his pastoral duties. Just over 1 week after the concert, the school was opened by the Governor-General of South Africa, the Earl of Athlone, on Saturday the 7th of May 1927. He allowed his name to be used for the school, and it was thus named the Athlone School for the Blind, it being a coincidence that it was situated in the town of Athlone, a few miles outside Cape Town. An article in the Cape Times on that day described the facilities at the property. A farmhouse with six large rooms, kitchen, two useful outhouses, and about 4 acres of land. This meant that little work was necessary to adapt it for use as a school. One of the outhouses was converted into a classroom. Two rooms in the house were furnished for use by the Lawrence family. Two rooms were used as bedrooms for the children, while the remaining two rooms were used by the domestic staff. The Cape Times reported the opening ceremony, which caused much excitement in the small Athlone community. Present were not only the Governor-General, dressed in all his ceremonial finery, but the Archbishop as well. Added to the pomp and ceremony was the cavalcade of about 30 motor cars bearing the guests, a rare sight in those days for a local population more accustomed to seeing the horse and cart. The dignitaries took their places on the veranda of the house, facing the crowd of well-wishers. After the singing of God Save the King, the Archbishop said a prayer and a blessing on the new school. Mike Bowen then spoke, saying that this day represented the start of an important era in the history of South Africa, with the extension of education and training to non-European blind people. He asked the Governor-General to officially unlock the door of the school. Prayers were then followed by the singing of a hymn. The Governor-General then addressed the meeting, expressing his confidence that the Athlone Blind School would emulate the work being done by the Worcester Blind School for European children. He said that the school represented an example of practical Christianity, and praised the efforts of all those who had initiated the project, particularly Mr. Bowen and the Reverend Blacksall. The mayor of Cape Town proposed a vote of thanks and read a telegram of good wishes from the Worcester School for the Blind. The news that the musical concert had raised £90 was greeted with applause. The Archbishop pronounced the blessing, and the assembled gathering was treated to refreshments. The enjoyment of the occasion was not diminished by the fact that the school was not served by a proper road, requiring the attendees to walk along several yards of a sandy path from where their cars were parked. The house had no electricity, but there was a water supply. Blacksall recorded in his book that the ceremony had just finished when a father introduced his blind son to Mike, saying sadly that the boy had waited many years for the opportunity to go to school, but was now too old. The young lad, Isaac Jacobs,